fun when Canterbury Tone's not here. We have his notes, we just don't know what's supposed to happen. That's why I went to rabbinical school and not cantorial school. Now I'm going to show off my skills, hopefully. Shabbat Shalom. I love this week's Torah portion. I love it because it feels like it's always relevant and there's something a little bit scary in it. If God doesn't like what you're doing, he's going to swallow you up. It's a little crazy. But also, it's always relevant because it's about disagreement. We have a lot of disagreements in my house. You saw I have tiny children. Sometimes I wish the earth would swallow them up for just a minute. Just a minute. We have a lot of practice in our house about how do we talk to each other? What does it look like when we disagree? How do we listen to each other when we may not be going for the same end? Later bedtime or more chocolate, less chocolate, go to bed right now. It's hard to hear each other when we have conflicting viewpoints. Parshat Korach, our parsha this week, is all about how do we listen to each other. We've got Korach, who's this figure who's in opposition of Moses and his leadership team, along with Datan and Aviram and 250 Israelites who were chosen from the tribes to, basically because they were famous in their own little groups, and they come and they challenge Aaron and Moses. They come up to them and they say, Rav Lachem, basically like, you're so great. I mean, that's what they're saying, right? You've gone too far for all of the, everybody's holy. They're like, hey, Moses and Aaron, you're doing too much. Like, you think you're so great? Hey, we get to go in the Holy of Holies, too. Our job is to clean up. You think you're great? I don't think so. Right? They try to challenge him. You think you're better than everybody, Korach says. The holier-than-thou mentality. And he attempts to get Moses a little bit off of his game. And Moses looks at Korach coming at him, trying to, like, bait him, and basically says back to him the same words. Rav Lachem, you think you're so great? You also have a position of power. You're also important. You think you're better than everyone else, but I'm not supposed to be better than everyone else? That's crazy. And it turns into this disagreement where Moses is the rightful leader of the moment. He was chosen by God for this purpose. Korach disagrees with him, and instead of engaging in dialogue, instead of listening to each other, it's this back and forth. Now, Moses is smart enough to just say, Rav Lachem, you think you're so great, and then show the situation at hand and not to engage fully in what's happening. Korach, on the other hand, just keeps getting people rallied up and riled up and going at Moses until he basically reaches the end where the earth opens up and swallows Korach. Now, I don't know about you, but I disagree with people relatively frequently. I'm not so sure I want the earth to open up and swallow me whenever I disagree. So I was thinking as I read this parsha about what is this disagreement. Sometimes I wish it would swallow my disagreeers, but just kidding, I love you. She's not even going to smile for me tonight. It's a bad plant. The Torah reminds us, though, that there's a purpose to every disagreement. And when you read later about what this disagreement was about and you think about the rabbis of the Talmud, they teach us that there are two different types of controversy we can have. There's a controversy, l'shem shamayim, a controversy or a machloket, a disagreement for the purposes of heaven. And there's a different kind of machloket, a controversy that they call like Korach and his followers. Because Korach's mistake was not to disagree. It's important to disagree with each other. Korach's mistake was in the way that he chose to disagree with Moses. He didn't come up to him and say, you know, I see your policies and I see what you're putting in place and I just don't agree. And here's why. Can we talk about it? He didn't do that. Instead, he came up to him and was like, you think you're great? You're not. You think you know everything? You don't. I do. My followers do. We're here to take you over. He didn't listen. He wasn't there to engage in conversation or dialogue. And Moses just went back at him and said, hello, You are doing exactly what you don't like in me. We have, as humans, this innate need to disagree in certain ways. When somebody says something we don't like, we might get uptight and get defensive. And our first instinct is to be like Korach and be like, you think you're so great, here's why you're wrong. And lay it down. But the Torah and the Talmud teach us that we're not supposed to engage in disagreements in that way. We have to have a purpose. We have to listen. We're not supposed to say you're wrong and your ability is wrong and you can't do this. We're supposed to listen and say, I disagree with you, but I agree with you here. Let's find the common ground, literally ground, that we can stand on, that we can find purpose together and walk forward together. We enter this Shabbat, our world is a little bit like Korach. We disagree with each other. There's a lot of disagreement happening. There's policy changes we don't like. There are people we may not agree with or get along with. But we enter Shabbat Korach with this understanding that it's okay not to agree with everything. It's not okay not to listen to each other. And so Shabbat of pride, Shabbat where we welcome Lucy as a bat mitzvah, as a young adult, a leader in our community, we take this message of listening to which machloket, which disagreement is the one we want to be a part of. L'shem shemayim, for a greater purpose, the purpose of listening to each other, even if we disagree, we have to listen to each other, or the earth will swallow us up. We'll just fight each other to the ground, and there'll be nothing left for us to celebrate. So that's our blessing. May you have open ears. May we have quiet mouths, even when we know we just have something we're willing, we need to say. And may we work together to create a world that doesn't swallow us in all of the injustice we see, but that envelops us in the love that we try to put out there. Shabbat shalom.